Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. John's Second Universal Letter, Chapter 1, Verses 1 through 13. The elder to the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth, because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son, in truth and love. I rejoiced greatly to find some of your children following the truth, just as we have been commanded by the Father. And now I beg you, lady, not as though I were writing to you a new commandment, but the one we have heard from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we follow his commandments. This is the commandment, as you have heard from the beginning, that you follow love. For many deceivers have gone out into the world, men who will not acknowledge the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is the deceiver and the antichrist. Look to yourselves, that you may not lose what you have worked for, but may win a full reward. And anyone who goes ahead and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into the house or give him any greeting, for he who greets him shares his wicked work. Though I have much to write to you, I would rather not use paper and ink, but I hope to come to see you and talk with you face to face, so that our joy may be complete. The children of your elect sister greet you. Amen. Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 15, verse 20, 22, 25, and verses 33 through 41. At that time the soldiers took Jesus and led him out to be crucified, and they brought him to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of the bystanders hearing it said, Behold, he is calling Elijah. And one ran, and filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink, saying, Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down. And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that he thus breathed his last, he said, Truly, this man was the Son of God. There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joseph, and Salome, who, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered to him. And also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem.
On this day, the 9th of February, we commemorate Nikephoros, the martyr of Antioch. This martyr, who was from Antioch in Syria, contested during the reign of Gallienus, about the year 260. Through the working of the evil one, his friendship with a certain Christian priest named Saprikios was turned to bitter hatred. Nikephoros, repenting of his enmity, tried both through intermediaries and in person to be reconciled with Saprikios, but to no avail. Later, when the persecution broke out under Valerian and Gallienus, Saprikios was seized as a Christian. When St. Nikephoros learned that Saprikios had been arrested by the pagans and was enduring torments for Christ, he sent intermediaries to Saprikios, begging his forgiveness. But Saprikios would not forgive him. Later, as Saprikios was being taken to beheading, Nikephoros, hoping that Saprikios, at his end, in such a holy hour, would at last forgive him, met him on the way, fell before him, and fervently asked his forgiveness. But Saprikios forgave him not. Wherefore, though Saprikios had passed through many sufferings, and the crown of martyrdom was now awaiting him, because he disdained the chief commandments of love and forgiveness, the grace of God which had been strengthening him in his torments departed from him, and he told his executioners he would sacrifice. Nikephoros immediately confessed Christ before them, and being himself beheaded, took the crown that Sapricios had cast away.
Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.